When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, I was about 3 years old when I started speaking English, and I just picked it up from the road when I just heard people speaking it, and I just said things in English to my mom and dad, but they still kept on speaking Irish with me, so I still have Irish.
Marcus O'Buchala is age 9 now. He was born and lives in Dublin, and he speaks Irish at home all the time. There's no noticeable community of families like his, but individual houses scattered on occasional streets here and there in the city. Like similar families around the country, what brings them together is often their nearest Gaelscoil, an all-Irish primary school, and in some places an Éireann or nursery school through Irish. Some of the parents are activists for Irish. Many aren't. What they have in common is simply that Irish is their first language in an English-speaking world. Kieran O'Finney and Maureen Chuilain are both from Dublin. They live in Palmerstown on the west side of the city. They have three children, Nessa aged 3, Kermac 2, and their new baby, Ruan, who's only 5 weeks old.
Well, it was the most natural thing for us because both myself and Marta come from families who speak Irish at home, and we've always spoken Irish between ourselves. So we didn't ever at any stage make a conscious decision. It was a natural thing to us.
Do you think it makes bringing up children more difficult?
Not at all, no. We don't look upon it that way at all. As I say, we just do it naturally, and we don't. It was never a conscious decision. It's not something that we're aware of from day to day that we are doing. We wouldn't think about it any other way.
Well, you speak Irish here in the house amongst yourselves and to the children. Do the children hear much Irish outside the house?
Well, I suppose we're exceptional in that both our families, although our families were brought up in Dublin, that we speak Irish, which means that all of Nessa and Cormac's and Ruan's aunties and uncles and cousins speak Irish, which means that our extended family basically would, the vast majority of them would be fluent Irish speakers. But outside of that, we find that they are slightly isolated, all right, and that in the area, the only contact they have with other people who speak Irish would be through the local Gaelscoil, which was formed here last September, Gaelscoil na Pádraig, and through the Nínra in the area.
So that means that they go out on the street to play, say, and they hear English?
Oh, all the time, yeah. I mean, within their neighbours, where they've just gone down now to their local neighbours, like the neighbours would be speaking English, and Our two, Ruana's too small to be running down the road yet, but our two would be... They have some words in English, but they'd be mainly speaking in Irish, and you'd get a great mixing and gathering of languages between the two of them.
Do you ever see Neas and Cormac getting into any difficulty with the other children because they're speaking a different language?
Well, up to now there hasn't been. I'm sure Neas has been frustrated, I'm sure at times, and she'd, you know, start throwing things around the place, I suppose, just to get attention, because she's frustrated because she can't get across, and she'll repeat the words that she does have. But now Neas will be going to the Niarna now, and when, you know, in September, so already she understands an awful lot, but she can't relate what she has. You know, it's an awful lot, I think, in her head. Okay,
a lot of English.
A lot of English, yeah. Because, you know, even adults who meet her, they repeatedly say the same thing. Aren't you a great girl? Look at your hair. Look at your dress. You know what I mean? And she has all that. I mean, the same words are used over and over again. So she has all that. But it's a matter of her putting it across. And I know once she's in the Niarna, instead of learning, everybody else will be learning Irish, she'll be learning English. You know, and I would imagine that. It's very hard to know what's in a child's mind, but the amount of retention that's in there, the amount that's in there that can't get out, you know, I suppose it's like a baby growing up. I mean, until the day they talk, you think they know nothing, but really they have it all in there, in their head. So I'd say with the English, the same with Neas. Once she gets those kind of whatever code that she has, it'll start flowing then. You know, I don't think she'll have any difficulty really.
Hello.
Hello. That's it. Agus Cormac. I bet she's coming.
No.
No. Oh, Tabrana coming. Yeah. And Slan. Nasa. Neil Cap. Dora Cap. Glanish in Ian. Nasa. 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 Neil Cadogot is in Ian. It's Fadel. It's Fadel of Neil Cadogot. Now stop.
What do you think the attitude of neighbours, of adult neighbours, is?
I suppose they'd be happy, you know, they'd accept it when you'd say it, and yet, but they wouldn't have any understanding why you do it. You could see that they'd say, oh, that's a very good idea, but I wouldn't do it myself. You know, they'd accept it a bit better if Neas and Cormac were speaking English up till they were two and then learnt Irish. They could accept it that way, because at least you've given them the language they consider the most important language, which is English, and then give them Irish as a second language. Because they think the theory of having two languages is brilliant, but they can never relate when you say, have they no English at all? They can never relate to that, and they think that's very, very strange. How come a child could exist in, you know, and have just Irish as a language? And then I'd say they think maybe this holds the child back a little bit, you know, but people don't realise, you know, children, how they'd learn anything, you know, they'd pick up any language or, you know, any information that they give them, you know.
Do you think people around here might point to you and say, that's the family who speak Irish?
I would imagine they do, because when we were growing up, we were that little bit different. You know, they're the family, they're the Culshies, you know, because you spoke Irish, they're the Culshies, so they thought you were that bit different, and you were, they expected you to, you know, they just, it's a natural process, you know, you're different and you're odd and that, and speak a few words to me, you know, if they wanted to hear all the time you speaking a few words of Irish, like as if they never heard the language before, you know, but I'm sure they do. You know, they do find us very, very strange, you know, but they're very nice about it. No one's ever been bad about it or said anything about it, but I suppose they think that's our odd way of doing things, you know. You speak about everything else to them when you meet them, that they know, like, that you have ordinary attitudes about everything, like that the language is the only thing that really that's different. It's just a matter of they have to accept it. I think they've accepted it slowly, you know, meeting Neas and knowing that she speaks Irish and that. And they know that everything else, there's nothing else odd about us.
The most interesting point really is the amount of neighbours who would use the amount of Irish they learned in school while they were learning in school. They would use the basic amount that they would still have. We've a number of neighbours now who would speak to Neas in particular in Irish, as she's the most talking of a lot of us. A lot of the neighbours would speak in Irish to her. These would be people that wouldn't be self-confident enough to speak in Irish in conversation, say with older people like myself, but would. They also would understand the importance of our children hearing other people in the area speaking Irish. Now, Cormac Cadishaw.
Flower.
Flower.
Rogan.
Can I?
Rogan.
Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan.
Rogan. Rogan. Rogan.
Rogan.
Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan. Rogan.
Rogan. Rogan.
Well, I couldn't imagine myself speaking English to my own children, no. Even if I was married to somebody who wasn't an Irish speaker. It's just natural for me. to speak. I speak Irish most of the time. A lot of my clients in business are Irish speakers. I speak Irish. The football team I play with are an Irish-speaking football team. And the vast majority of my friends would, when we go out to social events or whatever, we would speak Irish. But the worst thing about saying this in a radio programme is that people might have this sort of imagination. God, what a boring person. He goes out and has pints and he speaks in Irish, you know. But, like, we go out and we... You know, it's something that I find difficult to try and emphasise to people. But, like, Irish speakers are no different than English speakers. We just go out and, like, for example, last night, two friends of mine got married, Mike Donoghue and Leland Sinéad, and they had a party last night, and I was at the party, and I didn't meet one person who I spoke English to all night. So there I was at a party, a wedding party, for 4 or 5 hours, numerous Irish people who are singing in the Irish language, good blues music, like a singer from Tadhg Mo Chonaidhn, and a great night in general. And as I say, I'm fairly sure I didn't speak to one person in English the whole night. And like, it's not that we're boring people or anything like that, as an awful lot of people would lead you to believe, but we just live an ordinary life. We don't go around speaking about the Irish language all the time. We speak about anything from football, politics, current affairs, or just whatever the general gossip would be.
John! See you tomorrow. Thanks, Annie.
Má vintu koma. Hvað við gættum lóðin jól?
Sikín prati agus karedi agus gravy.
Agus kenrad?
Gravy.
Ní vefi bóði.
Brí dog ní vóchala and her two children, Marcus and Cúan, on their way home from work and school. Brí dog was single when she had Marcus. Since then, she's married Tomás O'Flaherty, and Cúan, her second child, is aged 4 now. She was brought up with Irish herself in Dublin, so continuing with that came naturally enough.
But it wasn't a purpose decision. I mean, it was probably when I first saw Marcus, the first language that I would have spoken to him when he was born was Irish, without even thinking about it. But I remember then, after a few months, I mean, it was very much a conscious decision within me that the one thing that I was going to give him that I had was Irish. So, I mean, that was a priority. And I was very lucky because when I did, I mean, he was about nine months when I did start work. And I was very lucky in the fact that I did get a baby minder who had Irish. And then it was very, very important to me. And I was kind of, was a big success that I had found somebody that could do what I wanted in my absence.
Why did it become a priority with you?
Probably because the situation was different anyway. I mean, I was a single mother. And it was difficult. I mean, it was quite poor, quite young. And it was the one thing that I had, that I knew I had, that was special, that was different, it was a part of my own background. And a lot of other things had been stripped of me at that time, like, you know, plans that I had for myself and all sorts of things. So the one thing, very definite thing that I had was this love that I had for the language. And it became quite a high priority to give it to him.
Marcus, as well as having Irish at home, has spent a lot of his holidays in the Kerry Gaeltacht, where he hears Irish all the time.
Gael gan tenna dhe vi mach kaint an sin, mar an baile bug a tán sin, diach gael gael ar an sin, nivi an aim bair lán.
Mar sin at maile dolga di an Gaeltacht?
Se as braile mai. Mar sa an vela a maile a clia, bian at bair lalert an tamar fad, cuid is maad nama. Agus ta se gama aga dian tu sir, agus ashtu gudi da hanga fein, smaile mai sin gomor.
Does it make you feel different that you speak Irish here at home and, say, probably nobody else on this road does?
Yeah, it does a bit, because, like, if you're talking to your brother now, Cúan, my brother, I sometimes I'm talking to him in Irish, sometimes in English, because some people are around me. But if you were talking to him, they'd say, what were you saying? And then you'd have to tell them it and all. Some of them don't like the language. Some people say, oh, that's shit, and all that.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, they say things like that and they tell me to stop it, but I just keep on speaking it.
So what do you say back to them when they say that?
I just say, well, it's my own language and it's my life. I can do whatever I want.
Do you find other friends, say, who'd be in favour of it, who think it's a good idea?
Yes, most of them say it's a good idea, but not all of them.
Are there lots of books and television programmes, that kind of thing, in Irish, for somebody of your age?
Yes, there are. Like, it's very hard to get Irish books because in Ireland, it's just English most of it, just about everywhere. So it's very hard to get Irish books, but we have enough of them upstairs. We just managed to get enough of them.
What about television? What programmes would you watch in Irish?
Well, Skellig Janosch, when that was on, was where I always watched it. It was a change for English programmes. I liked it. And I watch the news in Irish and Corsi. Mainly Irish programmes, but there's no Irish around. I suppose I have to watch English ones.
Would you watch more programmes in Irish?
Yes, I would. A lot more.
What kind of ones?
Well, mostly cartoons. I'm very fond of cartoons and I'd like to be an artist drawing cartoons. So I'd like many of them to be in Irish instead of English. And Ireland have their own channel in Irish, just Irish all the time.
Tomás, you're from the West Kerry Gaeltacht. Would you say your attitude to Irish changed at all when you came to live in Dublin? Would you have taken for granted more at home?
Oh, of course, yeah. Like, when the place I'm from, down in Ballyferter, a lot of people go down there to learn Irish, and you have these people from college going down saying, oh, it's great that you all speak Irish and how wonderful it is and everything. And we just said, yes, what's that talking about? You know, it was like the scenery down there. We didn't take any notice of it. But it changed all right when I came to Dublin. And when I had my own young lads, you know, I saw it differently and I wanted them to be able to speak Irish, a thing that I had myself, just being able to speak it, I suppose, and never in a way that I saw it before, and I suppose I never knew the thing I had.
Have you seen that difference in attitude in the Gaeltacht compared to the sort of attitudes you were brought up with here in Dublin?
I do, yes. We were brought up definitely with a sense of being different, having something special. I also knew that my parents were making an effort. They'd sent me to a certain school that wasn't the nearest one to the house. We were quite proud of the fact that we spoke Irish. We realised that we had something special, that it would be an asset, not a hindrance to us, particularly if we wanted to go ahead and learn other languages. This is what I don't think that they realised in the Gaeltacht. For example, if I was a good singer, which I'm not, or if I was a good painter or good at woodwork, I would share that talent with my child from a very young age, particularly when they're young, because that's when you have them most. And in the Gaeltacht, I don't think they actually realise that this second language that they have, or their first, is an asset, that it will help the child, that it's something very special to hold on to, and it's something that not everybody has.
All in the honest. Need.
Kitchen.
Mom, how big up school is here?
Need, it's a gun.
Nor is there anything in the father I can
a pappy banner. Anger. Ronnie Whelan.
Stella.
Kevin Cheedy. Kevin Morning. Anger. Paul McGrath.
Marcus seems to have picked up English and Irish easily. Has it been the same with Cuam?
Oh, God, no. There's absolutely no comparison between the two. None. I mean, it's been totally, totally different. And yet, I mean, in a way you would think that Cuam is luckier because, I mean, Tomás is here. Tomás speaks Irish. I mean, there's two of us here, right? So it's a lot stronger. And Cuam has never really... Irish has never been his first language, I must be honest. He never again made the split decision that, I mean, I could speak English in the creche and then when I come home, it should be Irish. He never made that very concrete decision with or change over that Marcus very definitely did as a young child. Cuán had a dreadful mixture of the two. And he was once at the stage where no matter who you were, you'd understand what he wanted. There was such a mixture of Irish and English. He's lazier than Marcus in a lot of ways. He's a lazier child. I don't know if that has much to do with it, that because the English comes first to him, that he doesn't bother.
Do you worry about his mixture?
Oh, I don't, not at all, because he'll speak Irish or English to you, but then when he's looking for a sweet or something, he'll change directly to Irish, because he knows that unless he asks for it in Irish, maybe he won't get it. So he's cute enough that way, and he speaks Irish when he wants to, and he is able to speak it. And when you're talking to him, like we speak Irish to him, we don't speak any English to him, but he will answer you. Maybe he'll answer you in English, but he understands what you're saying, and if you tell him, say that in Irish, he'll just say it to you.
I actually don't think he enjoys speaking Irish. I've reached this conclusion that I think he is much happier blabbing away in English, and he's picked up far more slang than Marcus did. His English is full of jargon, and I think he gets quite a kick out of this jargon, and he loves using it, and he's jokes now already. He was coming home with jokes, I'd say, when he was about three, which is something that Marcus didn't do. So I think he's been far more influenced by the commercial world or by mixing with other children.
But Prideaux tells me that I'm trying to get him to speak Irish maybe too often, but I think Marcus is becoming worse than me. Every morning in the car or in the evening, he tells Cuán ní chearta de bheith láut biol ar scoil. He tells him to say it in Irish, that he is able to speak it, and Cuán tántu abalt gael na láut canha gamíntu láut biol. I hate Irish, he says.
This is what Cuán says.
Yeah. So, I think Marcus is harder than any one of us on Cuán speaking English.
There's another thing that actually just dawned to me quite lately, was that because maybe I brought up Marcus on my own, I think spent far more time with him, because I think when there's two parents, say when I go to do the shopping, or if Tomás goes to do the shopping or goes into town, well, there's somebody at home to leave the kids at home with. Well, say when I had Marcus, we did everything together. So if, to go to do the shopping, it was go by bus. So the two of us were together on the bus in the doing the shopping. So there might have been far, even at weekends, that the time that I spent with him at weekends would have been, you know, far more denser and much more of the two of us. While with Cuán and with Marcus, I suppose, since we got married, as I say, if I go into town, the children do not come with me. There's somebody to leave them here with. And that might have made a difference. And also, of course, I was back working when Cuán was 4 months, while, as I said before, Marcus was 10 months.
And you think that sort of 6 months could make a difference?
I think it can make a huge difference. Now, Cuán had the unfortunate that he got very sick at 9 months, 9, 10 months, and he lost an awful lot of hearing. He got dreadful ear infections and lost hearing. Now, whether that has anything else to do with it, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, don't know. But I do definitely think, because by the time that I had left Marcus with the baby minder, now he was 10 months at the time, he had already started, I mean, he had a few words for Banya and Doris, and he had a few, well, Cuán didn't.
Is it a problem getting baby minders with Irish?
It is huge. I mean, it's the one I worked for a number of years for Bord na Gaeilge. And many schemes for this, that and the other. And the one service that's needed nowadays is a creche. And it would have been great help for me, say, to assist me in bringing up my children through the medium of Irish, would have been in a creche, a bilingual creche, or, you know, an all-Irish creche.
Agus Caitlin, Frank.
Stable Ten.
Agus Kevin.
Stevie.
Agus Roy.
Houston.
Agus John.
Orange.
Agus Mick.
McCarthy. McCarthy.
Agus Steve.
Steve McCarthy.
Yeah. Steve.
Liam Brady Freshton. Liam Brady
now.
During the summer we had the World Cup mania, and all that went with it. So all the vocabulary that the children had, and I mean I have two boys, so obviously World Cup was quite big in this house in the summer. So all the vocabulary that went with the World Cup, they had in English. And I mean, you can't compete with that. Even though they might be talking about a referee and I might say, oh yeah, the Raytor was bad, or whatever. You still can't, because they're going to go in and watch the match that evening again and they hear the word in English. Then, as I say, when it comes to toys, all the toys that they play with, Batman, the Turtles, all these things that they're going to want for Christmas, are all programmes that are television-based. Again, the vocabulary that they hear, the Turtles, the Michelangelos and the Donatellos using, that's the language they're going to use in play. And I cannot compete with that, nor can teachers compete with that. It's quite sad. And I mean, we don't have a commercial enterprise in the Irish language, far too expensive. So we can't, I mean, comics, the books, the annuals that will go with, say, football, that will go with the Turtles, with Batman, He-Man, Superman, the whole lot of them. And it is a huge, huge problem.
Do you think they notice that gap between the language they're speaking inside in their own home and the language of the rest of the world that they live in?
Well, my two, and even Marcus now, who was like great when he was younger, still played in the corner in English with his Action Men, I think it was at the time, I can't remember. And even he, I mean, the toys that were based, all the play was done in English. And I never interfered. I mean, I understood.
Does that make you feel isolated, that your one house, I don't know how far away it is, to the next house where Irish is spoken?
No, we don't mind that. But I find that I go to work on the Dart every morning and I bring Marcus and Coan with me and I drop them off about 2 miles down the track or whatever. But I would be sitting here and Marcus and Coan would be sitting beside me, and most of the people every morning on the Dart, they're half asleep or something and there's nobody talking. But next thing, Coan and Marcus, they start talking, and in the morning they're wide awake. And they're speaking in Irish, and next you hear people turning around, and you know, when they hear the Irish being spoken, they can't figure it out how young people like that would be able to speak it, and they are 30, 40 years old and not able to speak a word of it after spending so many years at school trying to learn it. And I think that's where I might feel a bit different, but you know, I don't take any notice of it.
I would pay less attention to that because I was brought up in Dublin speaking Irish. I grew up with people kind of stopping us on the bus, my mother saying, oh, aren't you great, like, speaking the language, I'd love to be able to speak it. And I mean, I grew up with that, and any time we went out as a family, people would come up to you and kind of say, oh, it's lovely to hear you, you know, this kind of thing. So it doesn't, that I was used to that growing up, while Tomás wouldn't have been. I must admit that I do love the language. I do have a certain grá for the language, much more than I have for English, even though there are a lot of subjects that I would speak about only in English, that I didn't have enough practice in speaking about them in Irish. But a lot of things that people that I've met now, even since going working in RT, will say, like, can you fight in Irish? You know, can you tell somebody you love them in Irish? I mean, how? I mean, there's a very narrow attitude towards it. They kind of think that you can have a good blazing row in Irish. I mean, can you curse in Irish? I mean, I said, of course, like any other language. If I was in German, if you were living in Germany, wouldn't you fight in German, you know? But what I find, and I see, notice it with Cresh, and even with people around here, and particularly again in RT, the amount of people that will kind of say, Conestant to Arslan, or kind of acknowledge the fact. I'm not saying that you're pushing language on, but they are actually quite courteous and they're accepting the fact, and they're, in their own little way, bowing to you slightly by using the slán.
Donal MacKay is aged 8. He and his brother Fiachra, who's 12, live in Leixlip in County Kildare. In their home, 2 languages are spoken all the time, because their father Damien speaks Irish to them, while their mother Mary speaks English.
My lads a gael gagas beirla lawrts, swala.
Miswa. Mwche, dasig ma, the pain on got on the food.
If you meet somebody, say, out in the street or in school, do you know which to speak to them, Irish or English?
Yeah. Friends that go to English schools, I speak English to them. And my friends that go to my school, I speak Irish with them.
Do you have other friends who speak Irish at home?
Yes. Well, he speaks Irish with his mummy and English with his daddy.
It's automatic for Damien to automatically speak to the boys in Irish, and for me to speak English to me, and for the boys to answer me in English and be speaking Irish to him and ask a question in the middle of the conversation to me in English. You know, kind of, and it makes no difference to them really, you know, because they're used to it.
Do you ever find it strange yourself, the mixture?
No, I just switch off when the Irish has been spoken. And if I had something to say then, I would just say it in English. It would make no difference to me at all. Especially, I do think the need to practice speaking English as much as the need to speak Irish. So I would just say, OK, there's somebody there to fulfil the role of speaking Irish to them, and I would speak English to them.
There's obviously a lot more English around in the outside world for the children than Irish, or it's likely there is. Do you ever find that they get mixed up, that they would be inclined to speak more English?
Yes, I think, well...
Sorry, course. I better ask the question again. Fear,
sorry, Fearfree, you're not to make noise. Just ask the question again. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, you can't Sugar,
you sight and reaver, Fearfree, let help. Current half a day.
They claim they don't notice when they're speaking. They're not aware of the fact they're speaking any particular language. They just automatically speak in the language that's spoken to them and they don't notice the difference at all. So.
How can you tell that?
By their automatic reaction and by the fact that one of my children has told me they wouldn't really realise, or when they're answering the phone, you know, kind of, and you say, well, they're speaking Irish or English on the phone, they would say they didn't know, because they wouldn't have consciously noticed what language the person was speaking to them in. They're just answering the language they were spoken to.
Do you ever feel excluded when he's talking to the boys and you can't understand what they're saying?
No, I would understand what they're saying, but I wouldn't be confident to answer them back. And since I've made a stance now that I speak English, I wouldn't start speaking Irish to them, you know, kind of. So they expect this from me, and when I know what they're saying, sometimes they're very surprised that I actually know some Irish, and even in some words they'd be trying me out and saying, do you know the Irish for this and that? And when I'd tell them, they'd be very surprised. But I would have a fair idea of what they were talking about.
Did you ever worry that they might play one of you off against the other, the way children can sometimes, you know, say, ask Damien for something in Irish, hoping that you would know they'd asked for it, that kind of thing?
No, they would never do that in front of the two of us. They might, behind each other's back, come in and say, Daddy said I could do this, but never in two languages in front of the two of us, no. Because I would know what they were saying, you know, kind of.
Before you had the children, did you plan to bring them up bilingually, or did it just happen that way?
Well, I think, I'm not sure if there was ever a formal plan, but certainly it was always my intention that they would be brought up Irish-speaking. And naturally in this country they would obviously have to have an excellent command of English as well.
Why did you want to do that?
Well, I was brought up in an English-speaking family myself, but I just liked Irish and I picked it up very easily at school, and I was encouraged by some of the Christian brothers and some of the lay teachers teaching me, and I just found I liked it, and I could never see any logical reason why I should have been speaking English, except for the fact that it would pose a difficulty if I was to continue to insist on speaking Irish to people at home who couldn't speak any.
Well, once I knew my husband could speak Irish, I'd always said, OK, he has this knowledge and it should be passed on to the children, and I would be behind him and speaking Irish to him, and I would never stop that. And I would actually thought it would be a benefit to the children, both for themselves and for the understanding of their culture and everything. I was definitely in favour of it.
Were you ever worried at the possibility that they'd be laughed at, or at the other children pointing at them for being different?
Oh no, I wouldn't accept even, I wouldn't even consider it being different. I would say this is what happens in this household, and that to me it should be acceptable to them. It would never worry me that some outsider might think it was not acceptable, because I would just let other people do what they want and I would do what I wanted.
Eamon O'Leahan and Peggy Niaran are both from West Limerick. Like most people, they grew up speaking English, but they got very interested in Irish at school, and since they met, they've always spoken it together. They live now in Rathfarnham in Dublin with their three daughters, Nyasa, Aoife and Orla.
Well, I think that it got more difficult as they got older, really. When they were younger children, it was easier to create a sort of an all-Irish environment. But as they got older, the outside pressures became naturally more important and the parents became less. So, you know, many of their friends are from English-speaking schools, and most of them come from English-speaking families, and, you know, naturally, they probably, amongst themselves, they probably speak more English than they do Irish today. But on the other hand, Irish is still a very important part of the household here. And when we're all together or having meals or, say, sitting down in the evening or whatever, and we have problems to discuss, it would be in Irish always.
Do you think they feel more comfortable speaking English?
I'd say, to be objective about it, I would say they are probably more fluent at English. I think it's natural. I mean, given the amount of television they watch and given the amount of talking they do with their friends and given the fact that the community is an English-speaking community, of course, I would say that their fluency in English is much better. But on the other hand, I think I must also say that they have a good command of the Irish language and they can speak it well.
Have you worried about their taking to speaking English more?
Well, I would like them to be very fluent in English and very good at it. I would like them to be very good at French and German and as many other languages as they possibly can learn also. I mean, there's no contradiction in that as far as I'm concerned. But I would like them to feel that Irish is a priority, you know, with regard to the speaking of it and the fact that they wouldn't look at it quite like this. But as an adult, you realise that the Irish language is in a very weak situation and that if it isn't spoken by people, it just won't survive. And the learning of a language was never an obstacle to anybody. The problem with language is the attitude of people towards it. I mean, I think there's an attitude abroad in this country that if you speak one language, you can't speak another.
It was something that developed, I suppose, over a few years, really. They tended to speak more English than Irish. And at the same time, I wouldn't consider it a problem, you know, because we continue to speak Irish at home regularly, generally, I suppose, I would say.
Do you think they might switch back in another couple of years when they decide they don't have to conform?
Well, they switch back automatically when they're reminded that they're speaking English, and it comes very natural to them to continue a conversation in Irish if they actually slip into speaking English, even though they would speak a lot of English to each other. And I wouldn't see it as creating a problem in an Irish-speaking household at all.
Nyasa, Eamon and Peggy's eldest daughter, is 16. Like most people whose first language is Irish, she went to a Gael school, or All-Irish Primary School, and now she's at Coláiste Iasagáin in Stillorgan.
I think it's a very good idea. I find it very interesting, and I'd say it's very interesting to other people also.
Well, I gather that at the same time you and Aoife say now would speak English to each other some of the time.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
Well, it's probably because we speak in English to our friends, and all our textbooks at school are in English, and even though we do the subject through Irish. And therefore, most everything that goes into my head mostly is English.
Does that mean you have to translate your
yeah,
own textbooks?
Yeah, it does. I translate everything to Irish. I write it down and then I learn it.
Do you think you remember things more as a result, or you spend all your time thinking about the translation?
Well, I remember it through English then. I always remember it through English.
If somebody said to you, God, I'd love to speak Irish, you know, and you were used to speaking English, that person, would you find it hard to change?
Yeah, very hard. I'd find myself changing back to English.
Would you feel self-conscious about it?
Yeah, I'd feel quite embarrassed sometimes, I do. Probably because I'm not used to that person listening to me speaking in Irish.
Does it make you feel different to other friends of yours, the fact that you speak Irish at home and some of your friends don't?
No. It comes quite naturally to me to speak it at home. And it's fine. I don't feel different at all.
No, they have no hang-ups at all. And I think this is actually the best way that a child could start speaking Irish, is as soon as possible, you know, when they're young. But it has never created any kind of obstacle at all to them. They never felt left out or as though they stood out in a crowd on account of what they were speaking, you know.
I think it's much easier for us to speak Irish in a city as opposed to living in the country. Because I think in the country, you know, people would have the sort of attitude like, you know, they're so-and-so and who do they think they are and how would they know any Irish? And, you know, attitudes like that. Whereas in the city, I think, especially us, because we're strangers here in Dublin, we're accepted for what we are. We don't have to prove any points or we don't have to pretend we're this, that or the other thing. We can live our lives as we see it. I see people down the country who are equally fluent as we are, and probably better, and are very positive towards the Irish language, but their children are brought up English-speaking. And I think it's because of, you know, the pressures of a small community on how they speak or what they speak.
Have you had any kind of support outside the family? Has it been only in the family they've had Irish?
Well, I think the greatest help to us are the All-Irish schools that are in the district. My children went to Scoil Nahy and they went to Scoil Santon and they went to Scoil Chatlin Maud and now they're going to Cláiste Isagon. And all those schools have played a very important part in our life. Not alone does it help your children to get a command of the language, but I think it also helps the parents. And it also creates a sort of an Irish language community in the district. I met an awful lot of Irish speakers through my contact with, in particular with Scoil Nahy and Ballinteer. And if I go shopping, say, to the supermarket or whatever, an awful lot of my conversation takes place in Irish. I meet people whom I was on committees with or whose children were in my children's class or whatever it might be. And, you know, in that sense, the All-Irish School is very, very important.
How much Irish do you think your children will be speaking in 20 years' time, in 10 years' time even?
Well, you know, that's for them to decide. The way I look at it is, I have given them the opportunity. They got something from us as parents that we never got from our parents. Now, we got a lot of other things from our parents that cannot be bought or sold or anything like that, and we appreciate it. But we gave them the ability to be bilingual. We gave them two insights into their culture, and we think that is a very enriching experience for them. It has certainly been a very enriching experience for us to go through the process of providing or trying to create an All-Irish household here. That has enriched me anyway, and I'm delighted that I have had that opportunity, and I have no regrets whatsoever about it. But what they do with it from now on, well, every person must make up their own mind about life, and that's their decision.